Sanpongachara Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namachara Sri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Premsi kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Raita Gadada Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 70, Texts 42, 3, and 4. Tasmin Deva Kratu Vare. Bhavantam Vaisuradaya. Did Rikshava Samishyanti. Rajanaschai Yashashvina. Tasmin Deva Kratuvare. Bhavantam Vaisuradaya. Did Rikshava Samishyanti. Rajanascha Yashashvina. Tasmin Deva Kratuvare. Avantam Vaisuradaya. Didrikshava Samishyanti. Rajanascha Yashashvina. Tasmin Deva Kratuvare. Avantam Vaisuradaya. Didrikshava Samishyanti. Rajanascha Yashashvina. Tasmin Deva Kratuvare. Bhavantam Vaisuradaya. Didrikshava Samishyanti. Rajanascha Yashashvina. Tasmin Deva Kratuhare. Avantam Vaisuradaya. Didrikshava Samishyanti. Rajanascha Yashashvina. Mataji. Tasmin Deva Kratuhare. Bhavantam Vaisuradaya. Rikshava Samishyanti. Rajanascha Yashashvina. Okay, we'll do we'll do word for word. Tasmin, in that, Deva, O Lord, Kratu, of sacrifices, Vare, best, Bhavantam, you, by, indeed, Sura, demigods, Adaya, and other exalted personalities, did Rikshava, eager to see, Samishyanti, will all come, Rajanaha, King, Cha, also, Yashasvina, glorious. Translation. O Lord, exalted demigods and glorious King, eager to see you, will all come to that best of sacrifices. Purport. The Acharyas explain that Narad here means to say that since all the great personalities will come especially to see Lord Krishna, he should also come to that sacrifice. Text 43, together. Shravanat Kirtanadhyana Tava Brahma Maya Shesha O Lord, even outcasts are purified by hearing and chanting your glories and meditating upon you, the absolute truth. What then to speak of those who see and touch you? Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami interprets the word Brahma Mayasya to mean Brahma Gana Murtiya, of the concentrated form of the absolute truth. Text 44, and I guess this is Brahma Samhita. Yashyam alam divi yashapati hitanasayam Bhumau chate bhuvana mangala digvitanam Mandakini tibi bhagavati vicharo Hangeti Cheha Charanam Bhupunati Vishram. Translation. My dear Lord, you are the symbol of everything auspicious. Your transcendental name and fame is spread like a canopy all over the universe, including the higher, middle, and lower planetary systems. The transcendental water that washes your lotus feet is known in the high planetary system as the Mandakini River, in the lower planetary systems as the Bhogavati, and this earthly planetary system as the Ganges. This sacred transcendental water flows throughout the entire universe, purifying wherever it goes. Wherefore, this translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. Sridhar Swami mentions that the word Digvitanam indicates that Lord Krishna's transcendental glories spread throughout the universe like a cooling canopy over the universal directions. In other words, the whole world can find shelter under the cooling shade of the Lord's lotus feet. Thus, the Lord is Bhuvana Mangala, the symbol of everything auspicious for this world. Om Gyana Tirmanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshulun Tanyena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutle Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Kacharya Nirvishu Shashin Yadi Tashya Padish Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Raita Gadada Shri Gatsuri Gauravati Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So we find here that Narad is encouraging the Lord to go to this Rajasuya sacrifice. And he's trying to instigate him. He says, exalted demigods and glorious kings, eager to see you, will come to that place of sacrifice. So, who are these exalted demigods? We find at least the foremost would be Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Dhamraj. We have like Agni, Vayu, Soma, the sun god, and what's the sun god? The Surya or yeah. Then you have Varuna and so forth. All these personalities along with your wives would come to the sacrifice. Sometimes they would actually hover around in the air, flying around. Or sometimes they would actually attend incognito. But the greater personalities like Narad, the Lord, maybe like Bhishma Dev, Yudhishthir, were able to see them. But usually that's how it is. I think in the Mahabharata it's explained that they were flying around. And then it stated that exalted kings would be there. So let me give a brief explanation about this Rajasuya. The way it works is that since Maharaj Yudhishthira wants to do the Rajasuya, then he sent his brothers out to the four directions. Arjuna went to the north, Bhimasena went to the east, Sahadev went to the south, and Nakula went to the west. So they would go and they would conquer all the kings. They would challenge the kings. Usually they would go and inform their Maharaj, Yudhishthira wants to do the sacrifice. But if you're disagreeable, then we'll have a little fight. See, that's how it goes. And so it's explained that Arjuna had gone to the south. I'll test some of your geography here. Arjuna went to the north. He crossed over Barasvarsha. From the north, so you have the Kuru dynasty there, Indraprastha. Then he would go for the south. You have the Cambojas, the Gandhar. Cambojas is for the north. You have the Kashmiris, Kashmir, Gandhar. Who stays in Gandhar? Dhrishtarashtra's wife came from Gandhar, and then of course Shakuni was the king of Gandhar. Then he went further north. To Uttarakhand. As soon as he crossed Harivarsha, he touched Harivarsha and Uttarakhand. So this is also giving us clues as to the geography of the world. And it seems logically to conclude that Asia is actually Jambudvipa. Bharatvarsha completely fits with the description of India. But it's not as the geography of today, but it was a little bigger. It seems like part of Afghanistan, Gandhar. Gandhar is now Kandahar. See? Pakistan was completely part of Bharatvarsha then. Part of Iran was also Bharatvarsha. And so it's stated that Arjuna went through there, he passes through Harivarsha, and then he went to Uttarakhand. Uttarakhand is actually for the north. And so he conquered all the kings along the way. But when he was at Uttarakhand, then it's stated that place is somewhat mystical and he should not go further. But he was given a lot of gifts and so forth. So we find that Arjuna went there, collect lots of gifts, gold and all kind of different things, elephants, horses and so forth. And then he came back. Bhima went to the east, just some geography here again. From Kuru, he would have gone to Panchala. Who's ruling Panchala? Drupada. And then Of course, he had his sons like Drishtadyumna. And who were some other sons mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita? Yudhaman and Udamanjao. Udamanyu or Uttamamanjao. Yeah, those were Drupada's sons. Then he would have gone further to Nepal. Nepal was called Nepal. See? Then Magadha. Who's the king of Magadha? Jarasandha. See? Then he would have gone further to Anga. Who's the king of Anga? Karna. See? Then he would have gone to Pragjyotishapur. Who is the king of Pragjyotishapur? Bhagadat. If you know the Mahabharata, Bhagadat was a powerful fighter. Really thing. Then he would have gone further east. He would have gone into Burma. It seems like Burma was also within the geography of Bharatvarsha then. Burma, Singapore, see? And then, you know, he might have gone further to like Vietnam and all these other places, China and so forth. Tottenjoe, those are the eastern provinces, see? But all these were different kingdoms then. And Bhima would have defeated all the kings there, collect taxes and gifts and so forth. Most of the kings agree. Most of the kings supported the Pandavas. They stated even Shishupal. And Shishupal was from which state? Chedi. See? And he actually invited Bhima. He kept Bhima for a whole month at his palace. See? And then we find that going south, Sahadev went south, and then he would have gone to Avanti. We have Avanti. Kunti was ruled by Kunti Bhoj. You have he would have gone to Dwarka also. I think Nakula would have gone to Dwarka. That was southeast. Surasen Shibi, and it's stated that the kingdom of Shibi is ruled by Shibya. He is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, and so forth. And then there's many other kingdom south. He actually went way down south to Kanyakumar. From there he sent message to Vibhishan. And even Vibhishan also agreed. It stated that Vibhishan sent gifts and so forth to Maharaj Yudhisthira. See? He had a fight with one king in the south. His name was anybody remember his name? From Mahishmati. Mahishmati, there was King Nila. And King Nila was protected by Agni, because Agni had married the daughter of Nila. And he promised Nila that he would protect his kingdom. So when Sahadev was there, it stated that a fight ensued there. And Agni was burning up the whole place and challenging Sahadev. When Sahadev realized that he couldn't do anything, then he sit and surrender to Agni. And then Agni, knowing that he is a Pandava, decides to resist. Because why? Anybody knows why? Why he likes the Pandavas? Because once he was sick from eating too much ghee. You know, from sacrifices and so. And then what happened is that he begged Arjuna to kill the animals in the Kandava forest. And so So when he got the animals from there, the fat from the animal, he was cured. Stated like that. See, actually he had went to Lord Brahma and said, well, what would he do for his whatever he had? Too much cholesterol? Whatever he would say, you see? But he went to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma says that the Supreme Lord and Arjuna, they are on the planet now. And so Lord Krishna and Arjuna went to the Kandava forest, and there's a nice story there that when Arjuna was he started a fire in the forest, the animals were escaping, he was blocking them. But then Indra showered rain. He was showering rain. And Arjuna set his celestial arrows and he created a canopy on top of the forest. He knitted the arrow so closely that it would block all the rain from falling to the forest. You see? And so all the animals and plants and everything were killed. Except for Taksha was, it stated that Taksha was in Kurukshetra. And I know most of you know of Taksha. Right? Taksha is that powerful snake. See? But his son, Vrishasena. Vrishasena, I think that's the name, was in his mother's womb. Arjuna killed the mother, but Vrishasena managed to escape. See? So that's two. And there were some boars that was there, and there was one other personality that was there, Mayadhanapa. Mayadhanapa was safe also. And because Mayadhanapa was safe, he built the palace for the Pandavas in Indraprastha. That powerful palace was as glorious as Brahma's palace. See? It was even better than Indra's and Varuna and so forth. And so he, Mayadhanapa, after Arjuna saved him because they were going to kill him. But he begged, he surrendered to Arjuna. Lord Krishna says, you have to kill this demon. But then Lord Krishna says, well, since he surrendered to me, then I'll save him. So that's how Mayadhanapa got saved. But Vrishasena, when later on, when Arjuna and Karna was fighting, he went into Karna's quiver. See, and when Karna had shot the arrow to Arjuna, he would have taken out Arjuna's neck. But Lord Krishna sunk the chariot 1 foot or a foot and a half into the ground. And so Vrishasena sailed over Arjuna's head. Sailed over Arjuna's head. See? And then Lord Krishna, then Arjuna was saying, he was asking Lord Krishna, if I were to be killed by Karna, what you have done? He said he would have personally killed Karna with his arm and then annihilate the whole universe. That much love he had for Arjuna. But anyhow, coming back to the kings here. So we find that Sahadev, he conquered the northern directions, and then Nakula went to the east. Not to the east, but to the west. And he would have gone to Dwarka, he would have gone to Sindhu. Who is the king of Sindhu? Jayadrath. Jayadrath. Then he would have gone over to the oldest Sindhu, which is Pakistan. He would have gone to parts of Iran. He would have gone, he might have gone much further because he stated he'd gone to the east, Turkey and so forth. What is Turkey called then? He had a special name. Tushahara, Palava. See, all those states, they were around. And it's good to know the geography because this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe not in detail. So we can conclude that Asia is actually Jambudvipa. See? Definitely. To the east would have been King Purusha. King Purusha, you have the beings. They say that when the King Purusha beings are looked at, they wonder, are they men or are they animals? You know the way the way the beings look. And we know to the east, but King Purusha was one, and then you had Bhadravarsha, Ketumal. To the north, we know we have Uttakuru. We had Elavrita to the center, like that was the center of the Himalayan region. And to the east would be King Purusha, Bhadravarsha, Ketumal. To the north would be Uttakuru. You had Harivarsha, and so forth. Ramyaka would have been to the northeast, like that. So we find, and we can conclude too that if Jambudvipa was Asia, the other Dvipas would have been the other continents of the world. Out of what would have they been? See, we can conclude like that. But in terms of the size, it means too that the world was much, much bigger than. The earth was much, much bigger. And so the sizes would have been bigger also. Because we find that Bharatvarsha exactly fits the description of India. See? And whatever the size was, the 9,000 yojanas or whatever. See? And so the other parshas have to be the other parts of Asia. Anyone wants to do a debate, I'm happy to. So, but all these kings were not favorable to the Pandavas. See? Jarasandha was not favorable. Shishupal was not favorable. Vindana and Uvinda was not favorable. Bhagadat and so forth. But you had favorable kings. You had the Gandhara province also. And who was the king of the Gandhara province? Chitrasena. And we have read about him. You had the Madra province was favorable because Salya was Kunti's brother. You had the Vrishni, Satyaki, he was favorable. You had the Panchala, Draupadi and his sons, they were favorable. You had the Matsya. Who was from the Matsya? Very important person. Virata. And Virata was very favorable because his daughter would marry Abhimanyu. And also, he housed the Pandavas in the years of incognito. Then you had Dwarka, of course, with Ugrasena, Shibi, the province of Shivish, Shaibya, Kunti Bhoj, Mahishmati Nila, Bhojakata was Bhishmaka. And who's Bhishmaka? The father of Krishna's wife. What's her name? Louder? Huh? No. Rukmini. Rukmini. And then of course you had Lanka of Vibhishana and so forth. So all these are favorable kings. And all these kings would have come to that Rajasuya sacrifice. So Lord Krishna has been encouraged by Narada to come and go to the sacrifices. Then the next verse stated that even outcasts are purified by hearing and chanting your glories and meditating upon you, the absolute truth. What then to speak of those who see and touch you? So all these personalities would see and touch Lord Krishna. Do you know what was the role of Lord Krishna in the Rajasuya sacrifice? He was washing the feet of all the kings. See, so he was touching all of them. So imagine the mercy they were all getting there. See? He was touching, Lord Krishna was washing, the Lord of the universe is washing the feet of all the kings. And not only the kings, but the exalted brahmanas would have been there too. See? Kashyapa and Gautama and so many other personages, Vashishta, see? Dhaumya. But so, I mean, in one sense, Bhagavatam is we can practically apply and understand it really. Not that these names just pass our ears. You know, it comes to one and goes to the other. But these names, they were all there, you see? They were all there. And Lord Krishna was meeting this personality, you see? And even the places, the geography of the places. That's why I love geography. You see, I sometimes burst my brains to study the geography of the world and see how it fits with what Bhagavatam is saying. See, because in this way too, we can even explain to people and to scientists that this is what it is really. Sometimes people laugh at the Bhagavatam. They stated that you had ocean of milk and ocean of ghee and ocean of cord and stuff. But these things were possible in the earlier ages. It was possible. And because sometimes when you read the scriptures, you get clues. You read the Bhagavatam, you read the Ramayana, you read the Mahabharata. There's clues that explain about these things, these places and so forth. It stated at one time the earth was coarse to be later on all salt water. But you can conclude from that before it was not salt water. There was other type of water in the and so forth. So here it stated that the Lord, his glories, even the outcasts are purified by hearing chanting his glories. And what he said in the And there's in the Bhagavad Gita, it's stated, Mam tu parta vyapasritya, yepisyu papa yonaya. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of low birth, women, Vaishyas, Sudras, can attain the supreme destination. Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulaksha, Abhira, Sumba, Yavana, and Kasha are purified by taking shelter of the devotee of the Lord. I offer my obeisances to him, to the Supreme Lord. And what are these personalities? The Kiratas. The Kirata is a very, like a low class hunter. When Arjuna was meditating on Lord Shiva to get weapons, Lord Shiva took the form of a Kirata and attacked Lord Krishna, and there was a fight. So Kirata was like a low hunter, like, you know. Then the Huna, Srila Prabhupada wrote in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Huna were like the Germans and the Russians. But it also sung like Hun, Chinese. The Andhra was from the South India. The Pulindas were the Greeks. The Yavanas were the Turks. Abhira was from the old Sindh, like Pakistan and so forth. So all these people can take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And then it's stated, Yau Namadeya Travana Nukirtanad, to say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Lord face to face. You know, like in the Rajasuya, all these persons who see the Lord face to face. And then even a dog eater becomes eligible to chant here and remember the Supreme Lord. That's from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3:36. Aho bata swa pako goriyan. How glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even born as dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. So we see that all these personalities, by taking to the shelter of the Lord's holy name, they become purified. And then the last verse says here, my dear Lord, you are the symbol of everything auspicious. Your transcendental name and fame is spread like canopy all over the universe. Canopy is like a big shelter, including the higher, middle, and lower planetary system. The transcendental water that washes your lotus feet is known in the higher planetary system as the Mandakini, and the lower planetary system as the Bhogavati, and the earthly planetary system as the Ganges. The sacred transcendental water flows throughout the entire universe, purifying wherever it goes. So it's stated that the water that touches the lotus feet, washes the lotus feet, flows through the universe, pierced, when it was pierced by the toe of Trivikram, it passes through as the Ganges, but in the topmost planet, it flows as the Mandakini, the earthly planet as the Ganga, and the lower planetary system as the Bhogavati. See? And so we know the earthly, we know that there's the earthly planet and then the higher planetary system, like Dhruvalok, Maharlok, Jhana, Tapa, Satya, and so forth. And then the lower planetary system would have been Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Tatala, Mahatal, Rasa, and so forth. See? And the Ganges flows as the Bhogavati in the lower planetary system. So through all these planetary systems, the mercy of the Lord is going. See? And this material world is like an ocean. It's an ocean of birth and death, birth, disease, old age, and death. And only by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord, we are able to get shelter. It's stated that the universe is immersed in the boundless ocean of death. Though grasped by the crocodile of disease, old age, and death, one does not understand. See? And we're seeing like the universe is like a burning inferno. And the Lord is like the clouds. The clouds that shower the rain of mercy through the spiritual master and the devotee. And so we're able to get that shelter, and able to purify our existence and go back to the spiritual world. So the Lord is the cooling rays, and now he'd be going to that Rajasuya sacrifice. All that see him would be purified, and even he would kill Shishupal there, but Shishupal also will be purified to be merged into the body of the Lord. So this, the pastimes here, and even the coming one, the Rajasuya sacrifice and so forth, will be so beautiful. And even though these are topics I like to speak upon, really, I might not be able to speak on the other one, really, but so I give some hints here, or some information. So I like to stop here if there's any question or query. Or correction. Okay. Anybody? Then Srimad Bhagavatam ki.